is no answer to the pain of loss. Except for realization itself.
Yes, Lord.
There's no way to talk yourself into feeling better about it. Although, as is commonly said, time does something. It's a process of letting go and so on. How long that takes, or whether it even happens significantly, depends on the individual, but time does something. But it does something ordinary only. Realization is the only liberation from loss. It's just as it is the only liberation from the circumstance in which loss is possible. Loss or separation, apparent separation through death or any other life happening is not only possible, it's inevitable. And there's nothing amusing about it. It is so. Accepting that it is so, knowing that it is so, is part of the disillusionment that makes realization possible. It's clinging to illusions that makes realization impossible. You are goaded to realize the truth. The divine state through disillusionment with the alternatives. Your experience is it's not possible to be consoled about it.
Thank you, Lord.
But it is possible to be free. Utterly free. Only by realizing that which is inherently free. Seeking is always about pursuing something or other that will be satisfactory or consoling in the midst of a circumstance, mortal circumstance, inherently mortal circumstance, in which is not possible to be satisfied or consoled. It is not possible, except through illusions. The willingness to be deluded by temporary satisfactions and seeming consolations is egoity itself. The self-contraction into separateness, into a state of identification with the body-mind. And once there is identification with the body-mind, then all seeking becomes inevitable and all illusions become possible. Realization of the truth, the condition that has always awaited the case, requires the transcending of this contraction, which is identification with the body-mind. From that point of view, you experience terrible loss. And that same knot would rather not feel that way, would like something or other to be true that you know is not true. The child still lives and whatever. No, it's not true. See? And you're going to die too. And so is everybody else. You are going to lose everyone. And everyone is going to lose you. How can this be found acceptable? What could possibly console anyone in the face of that? This is required. The transcending of the self-contraction so that that which has always awaited the case is self-evident. It is self-sufficient. It is the divine self-condition, reality itself, truth itself. Everything else is bondage and illusion. Everything else. This condition must be established through the sadhana. That which has always rated the case must be realized in this condition. No contraction. The experience of terrible loss, like any number of other experiences that are potential in life, is a wound that should move you to what is great.